say the answer's in, say the answer's in Greenville. You'd say, oh, he lives.
Just a little ways up the road, yeah, or in Greenville.
Okay. Would you say up in Greenville or over in Greenville?
I'd say up in Greenville. If you live in Greenville, I would. I'd say up in Greenville.
Okay. Is Greenville a higher elevation than?
Than
this?
Yeah.
It is.
I think several. Several feet.
Okay. And if you're talking about all the people at a party or something, you say there was a noisy party down the road, and the sheriff had to come, and they arrested the
whole outfit.
Okay, all right. And they had at the party, if there was music playing, people were out on the floor, they'd call that a
dance.
All right. Now, did they used to have any kind of dances when you were a boy? What kind of dance did they have?
Square dances.
All right. Now, did they ever have any dances connected with crops when they?
Well, the Indians did. They have rain dancing.
No. I meant when they, for instance, when you were for corn shuckings and bean stringings and apple peelings and things.
Well,
like
no,
that.
I don't know. That's further back in my time.
Okay.
But I remember some square dances that my neighbors had had, but I never was that one in my life.
Okay. And you have to drive slow around the school at 4 o'clock, because at 4 o'clock school
is out.
All right. And if you wanted to know, let's say your grandson was staying with you, little boy was staying with you, and you had to call up the school and ask the principal in the fall of the year. You wanted to know what time. You wanted to know when the day school
was out.
And so
when the school would be out.
Yeah, but then you wanted to know in the fall of the year when classes,
was that?
Or begin? Yeah.
Would you say
when does school take up or when does school start or begin or?
Well, I'd usually say when does school start.
Okay. And if a boy was in school and he went to school, he didn't go to school though, he went fishing, let's say, but everybody thought he was in school, you'd say, what did he do? He was.
You see, just laying out on the teacher.
Okay. And if a person goes to school, the purpose of going to school is to get a good
education.
And after a person gets out of high school, he might go on to
college.
And when a child first starts school, he goes into
kindergarten.
And then into the
first grade.
And a person in school sits behind a thing he writes on.
Desk.
Okay, and say in that room there might have been 25 or 30
children.
Or dead.
All
right. And the place you go to check out a book in town
would be a library.
And the place you'd mail a letter
in the post office.
And the place where you'd spend the night in a strange town
would be a motel or a hotel.
And a place where you'd see a film.
And a movie.
Or a
theater.
And a place where you'd have an operation.
Be in a hospital. Plenty.
All right, and then in the hospital there's a doctor and a
nurse,
and the place where the train, you get the train.
In the depot.
Or the
railroad station.
Yeah, that's what if you use railroad or now if you're talking about going someplace, instead of you might go down to the corner, down to where the road meets, and go walk down that way, and then walk that way, and if you were on if you were walking or driving, you'd have to go that way. But if, let's say you were going to walk, and you say, I didn't want to walk all the way around, I took a
shortcut.
Yeah. Now, do you ever use a near cut for that?
No, mostly it'd be shortcut.
All right. And how about, does the word Andy Godlin mean anything to you?
No.
Okay, or cattywampus?
Well, people talk about things being cattywampus.
Being just kind of.
Well, I don't know hardly how to describe it. Went cattywampus across the field or something like that,
Now, the.